Let's come back to Matthew chapter 13, please. Title our message, Seeking a Pearl. Let's unite our hearts just as we come to the preaching of God's precious word this evening. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank Thee already for Thy presence. We thank the Lord for being able to sing these great gospel hymns and truths. And, O Father, we praise Thee for each one that can sing about how the Savior has lifted us. Lord, we thank Thee have lifted us from the miry clay. You put our feet on the rock, Christ Jesus. You put a new song in our mouth. Thank the Lord, the song is not any longer the song of the world, but it's the song of the soul set free. Lord, we pray that Thou would bless us now as we, Lord, come to Thy word. Maybe, Lord, with these hymns ringing yet in our heads and in our hearts, Lord, we pray that the truths of them might be seen in the word. And, oh God, that Thou would teach us, Lord, I might speak to us tonight. Oh, that Thou would shut out every distracting thought, bring every thought into captivity. And we pray, Lord, that Thou would have Thine own way, even in the remainder of this meeting. Lord, I pray to that end Thou would fill us with Thy Spirit. Anoint us with fresh oil for service tonight and for the preaching of Thy Word. Lord, help us, O God, to preach us thus. And thus saith the Lord. Hear this our cry. Lord, abide with us. Do us good. We pray, Lord, that Thou would intervene. Lord, You intervened on the day of Pentecost. Lord, intervene in this meeting house this evening. We welcome Thee, Lord, to take Thy rightful place. Their backsliders need restored. Their unconverted, Lord, need saved. God's people need encouragement, need revived. Lord, many are the needs. Lord, Thou art able to meet us at the point of them. So, Father, answer prayer. Be glorified this night, we ask in our Savior's name. Amen. The Savior, during His earthly ministry, was one who was to teach using parables. The majority of them are recorded in the narrative of gospel narrative of Matthew. And not least this chapter, because in this chapter 13 we find 8 of them. The problem is that with some people, they make fanciful interpretation about them. And in doing so, they distort their meaning. By extension, of course, that's how cults and that's how false sects are formed. They take a little grain of truth, a little truth of the Scriptures, and then they add their own notions and their own ideas, and before you know it, you have a new sect, a new cult. We should always have the desire to want to rightly divide the word of truth, both the preacher in the pulpit as well as the student in the quiet place. The Scriptures are inerrant. God, the Holy Spirit, being the divine author of them, therefore they cannot be and they will never be any contradictions found therein. They are forever settled in heaven. And the best commentary upon God's Word is God's Word itself. It's the Bible. And that needs to be said, especially when we come to my text tonight. For here is a parable which can be twisted and a parable that can be pulled in some odd directions so as to give its meaning. The common teaching abroad is that the sinner is the one who is found seeking the pearl of great price. And having found it, he sells all he has until he possesses it. Now, notwithstanding, we do say, of course, the Scriptures speak about seeking. And, of course, we are commanded of the Lord to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Yet, ordinarily, the sinner doesn't do that. Ordinarily, the sinner can't do that because we're dead in trespasses and in sins. There's none who have the desire to seek the Lord of themselves, of none who have the desire to seek the things of God. Romans 3 and verse 11 reminds us that there's none that seeketh after God. And that has been so ever since the beginning of time.